Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Producer Carl here, man. This is his at mic music. Whenever Carl joins us, this is what we play for him. Sent a pretty interesting article this week. Women, you may want to listen up here. And it basically puts you in one of 3 different categories that you might be a little confused about, right?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, when I saw the article, it kind of smacked me in the face because guys unconsciously put you in that category automatically. Mm-hmm. I came across the article. It says, are you either cute, sexy, or pretty? And anytime you see a woman, well, anytime I see a woman or me and my friends see a woman, automatically, she's sexy, she's pretty, she's cute. And it just kind of hit me in the face as far as how they described it. Like for sexy, it says a lady radiating sexual energy. I didn't think about that, but yeah, I guess that's really what it is.
What you women need to know is that, like, we have a whole panel of American Idol judges basically in our head, and when we see you instantly,
right,
they are starting to judge.
And well, how do women you define cute?
Cute is something kind of like non-threatening, you know, like kind of fun. Like, she's not ugly, but she's non-threat. She's not really sexy or pretty. You wouldn't really get with her unless she tried to approach you, maybe. You probably maybe talk back, but
this is how the blogger defines cute.
Okay.
Youthful or playful. Maybe she dresses real casual in jeans and tee or keeps her hairstyle basic. Whenever the case, she gives off a vibe that she's more laid back than sophisticated.
Okay.
That's cute. I will give you an example that's in this studio of cute.
Okay.
To me, Wendy is a great example of cute.
Of cute.
Yeah.
In my eyes, right? She just falls right in that category. Right. She's approachable. She's just cute.
Yeah. And I think personality, too. Like, Wendy has a bubbly, cute personality.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think that helps that cuteness.
So what's the difference between cute and pretty?
All right, well,
because I think all women can say who's sexy, right? We see those sexy images on Maxim magazine and
you know.
Yeah, like Angelina Jolie, that's obvious. That's
but she's
sexy.
Not sexy to me.
Really?
Nah.
What is she?
No, she's I wouldn't even say pretty.
She's
not. Nah, I don't know.
Hungry, right?
I don't know. She's Carl, borderline cute.
Every other time you come on this show, you make Melissa angry and angry at you. And
oh, I'm that, angry. That's because everybody's entitled to their opinion.
That could be the worst thing. That could be that's the worst insult you've ever said.
Oh, really?
Biggest offense ever, right there.
No.
According to this blogger, here is the definition for him for pretty, okay?
Pretty, okay.
When it comes to pretty, that's usually a term reserved for a woman with just a stunning face. Someone I could stare at for hours, and here's where he gets a little out there for me. As if her cheekbones were chiseled out of sun-baked marble and her skin glowed like a solar eclipse.
That guy spends a lot of time alone.
Right, that's deep.
Wow, dude.
Okay.
All right, and then what is sexy?
And he says, by the way, that pretty for him would be like a Kelly Rowland or a Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can see.
I agree with Kelly. Gabrielle Union's sexy to me.
And sexy, he says, as expected, a woman that calls her sexy just radiates like a sexual energy. I think you said Rihanna.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. But then which one do you guys
see? I
prefer?
Would think of Rihanna as pretty.
Oh, she's sexy.
Oh, she's sexy because she's got that sexual energy.
Yeah. It's the eyes, too.
And the dudes agree that she's sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
She's pretty sexy.
That's the Transformer. Yeah, she's sexy.
She's sexy.
Yeah. And, you know, I think sexy has to do a lot with skin, too. When I think of sexy, I think of, like, skin, body parts. Mm-hmm. Like, I think of a nice rump roast, you know, thigh, skin. You know, I start thinking
rump
of skin.
Rump roast.
That is hot.
I'm
hungry.
What every woman wants to hear, you got a hot
lovely
rump roast.
Right, Jenna's brought some pictures in of some celebrities that she will, she'll run by us, and we will try to define which category they fall into here in a second.
Okay.
Hey, Meredith, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. I was curious. Well, I will tell you guys, I have a rump, so I guess that you can consider me sexy.
Rose
but
rump.
I've never been accused of being cute, and I think cute does have somewhat to do with your height. I'm 5'10", and I feel like there's some sort of, when I think of cute, I don't know if guys think of this, but there's some sort of petite aspect that goes with that. I'm just curious what you guys think.
Yeah, this blogger said the exact same thing.
Right.
That it does, in some cases, it does have to do with height, for sure.
Yeah.
That puts you in the cute category.
And sexy, too. If you're tall, I think tall helps sexiness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Jen, you want to run a couple
yeah.
by us and we'll see if
okay,
we can all get on the same page.
I pulled out a bunch of photos from all of my entertainment weeklies, and this is the first one, Marissa Tomei. I'm passing the
She's picture. Pretty.
Let me see it.
Some of these are tough.
Oh, Weeds Girl.
Some of these are tough because they can be in one category most of the time, yet still fall into another one from time to time.
She's pretty.
Do you guys have a preference?
I'd go with pretty on her also. We'd all be in agreement on that.
On this, that picture's not sexy to you? That one's pretty.
Yeah, she's sexy, but she's...
She's pretty.
Pretty
she's
girl.
In the pretty category. Okay, pretty. What about...
A guy prefers the woman who pays attention to him.
Okay, what about Eva Mendez?
Sexy.
I don't even need to see
Yeah, keep the picture to yourself. Actually, I'll take the picture.
I'll take it. You want to? I'll take this one.
Yeah, sexy without a doubt. I mean, she just she radiates the sexiness about her.
Definitely.
Plus, she's done these ads where she's like half naked and stuff, so the image that you have sort of ingrained in your head.
Skin.
Is a sexy skin,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Golden Globe winner Kira Sedgwick?
Mm-hmm, pretty.
So isn't pretty like a default category? Because I don't think Kelly Rowland or Gabrielle Union's in the default category. They're beautiful.
I think pretty is a default category.
Really?
That sexy is the highest compliment you're saying?
Definitely.
Oh.
Pretty is just that, you know, you're not bad looking. You know, you just, you know, I'll take you. You're pretty.
What are you going with? Kara Sedgwick.
I'll take you. You work. You'll do.
Friend of my mom's.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't think she's attractive at all?
She's attractive. But she doesn't fall into one of those. There's occasionally women who don't fall into those categories.
Right.
Like that right there is a woman that my mom would talk to at school.
If I had to put her in one of the categories,
yeah,
cute.
Okay. Viola Davis.
Who da?
She is cute.
Okay.
Cute. Leonardo DiCaprio, though, that is pretty.
No, he is sexy.
In the same age.
That is just sexy.
She didn't do anything for me.
What about iCarly, Carl?
I don't know.
iCarly, oh, boy.
There's another one.
That's creepy.
But Bert, when you say that, but when you say that she doesn't do anything for you, doesn't it, that makes me think of cute, though?
I mean, not necessarily. She's not even at the cute category.
Okay.
Okay.
Bert doesn't think she's attractive at all. Okay, this girl, Emma Stone, is going to be in a new movie coming out in September called Easy A.
Emma. Oh, yeah. Well, this picture is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I would go cute.
I was thinking cute when I was...
She's cute.
I was trying to categorize these when I was pulling them out of my magazine situation. Oh, the guys are going to say this. Mm-hmm. I've been wrong most of the time.
I'm going with cute.
Cute, okay.
Cute. Yeah.
What about Julia Roberts?
I'm just giving it to her. Pretty woman, pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty?
Yeah.
Pretty.
Okay. What about Katy Perry?
Oh, yes. Katy Perry, she's cute to me.
Cute.
Katy Perry is cute. Yeah.
Okay. Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe?
Which one is she? I get them all confused.
She's the one married to Lamar, the Lakers player.
Oh.
She's not attractive.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
feel
her at all.
She's attractive. Yeah.
She's lucky to be related to Kim.
Now, if you said Kim,
is that a category?
If you said Kim, I go. Jeff doesn't like her, but I go straight to. She's pretty and sexy.
Yeah,
Kim Kardashian.
Sexy.
And
She's sexy. I don't find her as attractive as most people do, but she's definitely. Sexy.
But the younger sister's cute.
She is cute.
The younger,
yes.
Cute.
Here's Fred. Good morning, Fred. You're on the Burt Show.
Fred's cute.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really enjoy the show.
Thank you, man. We're trying to give women a better sense of what category they might fall into here.
It's really easy. And if you're looking at cute and pretty, I kind of categorize in the same. Any of those words that you use in that manner. But as far as sexy goes, like my wife, she's, to me, dead sexy because she carries herself and she has a lot of just attitude of knowing that she has a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And she just knows exactly how to portray that and being a powerful woman. So that automatically makes her sexy.
So that
and
confidence.
Anytime I go out and see women just out and about, if they're carrying themselves, they know they have a lot to offer. To me, they automatically fall into the sexy category. And I think a lot where the celebrities go is that, you might be attractive, But if you don't portray that, you don't push that out and know and have everyone know that you have something to offer, you fall into the cute and pretty category to where it's just nice to look at, but there's nothing really there to offer.
Sexy is a bad attitude, and I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I know his wife. She is sexy.
Definitely.
Oh, there's two on this same page. Alicia Keys.
She's sexy, cute, and pretty.
Alicia Keys,
she's
got it all. She's wrapped up in one perfect little package.
Yeah, she does. She's good.
And then Kristen Davis from Sex and the City.
Cute.
Yeah.
Although her body, I saw her on the cover of Shape magazine, and that put her into the sexy category pretty
quickly. She's in great shape.
Yeah, Matt, you can be tossed into a different category. Like you all were talking about things that's underrated as far as women and the hair smelling good. Mm-hmm. That can turn you from cute to sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are simple creatures, aren't we?
Very simple.
What if you have somebody that you have considered sexy, like, for years, but then they smell mildewy one day?
And they go to cute.
They're back down to cute.
You throw them in the shower. That's what you did. You throw them in the shower.
Put some vinegar on them.
Hey, Melissa, I find you hot and all, but I'm wondering if maybe our first date and whatnot could be at the laundromat. You don't mind.
The Bert Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.